98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, you will know and love our next guest from Republic of Telly, Bridget Naiman, Dancing with the Stars. And now she's getting ready to take to the stage in the Rocky Horror Show. Jennifer Zamparelli, good morning.
Love is a strong word. I'd say like. You can't, some of you like and some of you absolutely cannot stand. But we'll be in the Rocky Horror Show on the, from the 11th to the 16th of August.
We don't use the word love, Mikey.
No, we don't. We don't.
Listen, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk about this. But every time I talk about it, I get even more scared about what I'm about to do. Because there's one thing standing on the stage, mm-hmm. but standing next to like West End actors and Jason Donovan and doing the Time Warp is like a different level of fear.
Mm. Yeah, let's go back to the start for a moment. How did this role come about for you?
Well, I did the launch for all their upcoming shows in the Bord Gáis, and I was having a chat with Stephen Falloon, the artistic director for the Bord Gáis, and I was like, I really want to do more theatre, because I did Priscilla years ago on the stage, and I've always had a love for theatre, and I had my own theatre company in Bristol. That's how I met my husband, but that was more kind of drama. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah, and my mother, who always gives me terrible life advice, she came to see the play, and she goes, God, that fella is very good. I was like, yeah, he is. I said, I actually kind of fancy him. She was like, don't get involved, because he will be an amazing American and someone who watch over me, but if you get involved you'll ruin it, and he mightn't do it. Obviously I didn't take that advice. He was in the second play and I ended up marrying him. But I've always had a love for theatre, so I said to Stephen Falloon, I want to do more theatre, and this kind of came about. And the narrator is a nice role, because it's not a character role, it's kind of interaction with the audience, it's a bit of crack, but I do get to do the Time Warp.
Amazing. For anyone who hasn't seen the show, what's the story?
Well, shame on you, first of all.
Yes.
The story is a very sexy, kind of dark comedy. It's very provocative. It's very interacting. And you can take your mate who's like, I hate musical theatre. You can take them to it. It's a very cool show. And a lot of people tend to dress up in suspenders and stockings and go and apparently throw toast at the narrator. So I can't wait for that. I don't think Stephen would be too happy about sweeping up toast in the Bord Gáis after a night. But there's like these hardcore fans. They used to show it in a theatre in Harold's Cross every Friday back in the day, and people would religiously go and see it and dress up and interact. And it's a wild show. It is a wild show. And that's why I can't wait to do it. I know I have a good show in me, but do I have eight a week? I don't know. Time will tell. It's going to be a marathon.
Yeah,
sure.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You mentioned that you were in Priscilla years ago with Jason Donovan. So this is a real full circle moment.
We're besties.
Have you kept in touch in the meantime?
No, he doesn't even know my name. But I cannot wait to see him again. Priscilla is another great musical. I actually played his wife, had to do the accent, had to sing and dance and all, and that was a bit more challenging. So this is a nice kind of nice, easy way into it, I think. But then other people are like, I've met actors who go, oh my God, the narrator, I don't know how you would do that role. That is so tricky, because you, people will be shouting at you and you need to have a good comeback.
Yeah. You're gonna have loads of great comebacks. The narrator reads. Do you get, like, do you have to memorize?
You can read it, but I wouldn't trust myself.
You're going to learn the whole thing off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You would.
She's a professional.
I'm a professional.
Yeah.
I'll be doing my vocal warm-up in the corner and all of that. No, I won't. But I will definitely have it to hand, but Stephen Fry did it for them. Mm-hmm. The same people, the same production company. And he, watching him do it, he was just so slick. Mm-hmm. And he read and learned it. So there'd be a bit of both, but I think I'd have to learn it to be comfortable.
But it seems like the kind of like role where there's a bit of wiggle room for you. You're supposed to go off a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll be promoting new podcasts and all kinds of stuff. I'll be.
Yeah, speaking of podcasts, do you have any plans for a new one?
I do, but I'm not going to tell you much about it because nothing's been signed up. But it's one of those things, there aren't enough podcasts.
No, we need
I
one.
Think they're going to be big. I think they're going to be. I have a feeling.
They might take off.
You're getting ahead of the curve.
I'm just getting ahead of it. It's like the TikTok. You know, I'm just going to. I think that's going to be massive as well. Yeah. I'm just going to jump on that as
on
well.
On the pulse. Is Dancing with the Stars coming back?
No idea. I'm the last one to get the call because I have such a big mouth and I tell everybody. Mm-hmm. They're like, don't tell anybody this. Mm-hmm. And they've learned not to tell me.
Good.
I really hope it does. But as my mother says, are there any celebrities left in the country? Like,
we're We're free, Jennifer. We're free.
Would you do it?
We're ready. Myself and Brendan dance well together.
Throw your name in.
Yeah, listen, why not?
Throw your name in.
Oh, stranger things have happened.
You'd need to be flinging that ring around the place. And I don't mean your arse. That beautiful ring you have on your finger.
You need
to be like flashing that and all. Like there is the curse, you know. They do say it doesn't happen in Ireland. No siree, Bob.
No.
But you know, you're very up close and personal with very hot people.
Spending a lot of time together. There were rumors for a while that they might do an Irish version of The Masked Singer. Did you ever hear anything about that?
No, but I want in.
You'd be very good.
Be
would
fun,
I?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'd be very good at a lot of things, but I never get the call. It's just one of those things.
I don't know, though, like an Irish version of The Masked Singer, would the reveal potentially a bit underwhelming sometimes? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I think it would be very amazing.
You know, we have some amazing, famous people in this country.
Yeah.
Would we run out of them quite quickly?
Very quickly.
One season would be enough.
Yeah, grand.
Yeah.
Special.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they should do an All-Stars of Dancing and get all the previous winners on to compete.
Yes.
Great shout.
Thank you. I said it first.
Would you ever, if you weren't presenting it, would you ever take part?
I was asked.
Really?
Before I got the call. Well, I didn't get the call to go and audition. I actually heard Amanda had left and I said to my agent, just get me in the room. Mm-hmm. Just get me in the room. I know they're probably not even considering, but please get me in the room. I really want to go with that. And she, in fairness, I think she stalked Larry for a couple of weeks and got me in the room. But I was asked to be a contestant in it, but I was always pregnant.
Okay.
So I got out of it, which is lucky. But as you've seen me dance on the show, like I am a professional
dancer.
You've
got us. Yeah. You've got us.
You would have won.
I would have won. Okay, I don't have the steps, schmeps, whatever. You know, I'm very good at selling a bad dance.
You just own it.
Darren, because she's Billy Barry.
Yeah.
And she's 10 years younger. She gets the steps quickly. She gets them. She's in. She's on. She's got it. So the fact that I won team dance over her was the most amazing time of my life. Now, I know people gloat about having children and getting married, but beating Darren Garhy in the team dance and Dancing with the Stars was the highlight of my life.
Love it. Well, the two of you are absolutely brilliant. Hopefully it'll be back soon.
Yes.
And we cannot wait to see you in the Rocky Horror Show at the Borgosh from August 11th. Jennifer Zamparelli, thank you for coming to see
us. Thank you. And he gives a look at that ring.
98 FM. All day. Big Breakfast.
Shellac.
Chimenea.
And Glamour.
98 FM.
You might be wondering what on earth is going on. Welcome to Matchy Matchy, our chaotic game show we play every morning after 8. If you match three words with either myself or Brendan, you could be winning a stunning list of prizes normally read out by AI, Rebecca and Brendan, who have informed us that they've gone on holidays.
Yes. So they left us a note yesterday to say gone to Benidorm, so it's down to us to read out the prizes. So they've left us their music.
It's well for some, isn't it? Okay, win stunning matchy matchy pedicures and get your hooves done with your BFF.
And then you can toast your newly shaved hooves in front of a brand new chimenea for your garden. See, that actually proves that we're not fake AI.
This is true, yeah.
Because it's definitely not us. I hope they're having a lovely time in Benidorm.
Same.
Margaret is in Finglas. Margaret, you're on 98 FM. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. We're grand. How are you?
We're great. Thanks, Margaret. Who is playing Matchy Matchy with you this morning?
I have Owen and I have Kira here beside me.
Owen and Kira. Good morning.
Yeah, and Keelan is one. She's probably Tara who sends in as well at some stage.
Excellent stuff. It's a family affair this morning, Margaret. Yeah. Do you listen to Matchy Matchy often?
Every morning.
Oh, Margaret, thank you for listening to Matchy Matchy every morning. And Camir, any summer plans?
No, we don't have summer plans, but my sister's getting married in Gran Canaria in October, so we're going for a bit of winter sun.
Oh, fab! That'll be lovely. That'll be lovely.
We're on the countdown for that now.
Where are you off to today?
We're going to IKEA today.
Lovely.
The kids are going to summer camp, so.
They're going to the camp, you're going to IKEA.
Very good.
Are you on a mission in IKEA? Is there something
I'm on a mission to find new pillows because I'm of an age now. If I sleep awkwardly, I need the same time to recover as minor surgery.
It's so true, though.
Margaret, I love it. I'm just on a constant mission to find a pillow that
the
I
right
like.
The right pillow.
It's a never-ending journey.
Oh, we hope you find the right pillow today and we hope you get a matchy-matchy. Who would you like to play with, Margaret?
Who's Amos? Brendan.
Brendan's going to the booth. Now, I'm just going to do a switcheroo here. Brandon just walked into the door. Okay, I'm just resetting here, changing seats and getting ready to play Matchy Matchy. Okay, your first word this morning, Margaret, in Finglas and family, is apple.
Apple. What's your name?
Seed.
Seed.
Apple seed. Your second word is cream.
Cream. What's your name?
Cream.
Cream. I don't know. What do you think? Huh?
Cream cake.
Cream cake.
Cream cake, my favourite. And your third word is under.
Under. Where?
Underwear. Okay, underwear. So we have apple seed.
I change that to sauce, will we? We change to applesauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
apple
change
sauce.
To applesauce. Yeah.
Lovely. So applesauce, cream cake, and underwear. Are you guys happy to lock in those three words this morning in Matchy Matchy?
Yeah.
We are locking them in and we are welcoming Brendan back into studio. I wonder what's going on in that soundproof booth this morning. How are you?
Very handily, there was a little ice pack in there after I bumped my head on the door.
Sorry. Right. You didn't hit your head on the door, did you?
Did you? A little.
Brendan.
A light tap.
Oh,
no,
dear.
I'm fine.
Okay, good. Right, we are playing Matchy Matchy. Your first word this morning is apple.
Oh, that's really stumped me. Apple. Apple core.
Apple core.
Oh, I really struggled there.
Your second word is cream.
I'm gonna say cream cake.
Cream cake. You know I love them. Mm. And your third word is under.
I'm between two. I'm gonna say over.
Over. Under, over. Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Margaret in Finglas?
Guys,
you both said cream cake.
Okay. Yeah. Did you say underwear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then apple sauce. It was originally apple seed changed to sauce.
Oh, very good.
And you said apple core.
Apple core.
I was going to say apple bottom jeans. Anyway.
Oh, very good.
Margaret, it wasn't to be, but we're going to send you guys out a 98FM goodie bag and we hope you have a fab time in IKEA.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed you find the pillow of your dreams,
yeah,
Margaret.
Yeah, no, Brendan's on the hunt.
I am.
Cheers, Margaret. Bye-bye. Oh, it's very hard to find the right
apple,
pillow.
Apple slice, maybe?
Apple slice.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Apple turnover. Apple pie.
Apple pie, yeah.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.